This is Space Kate on the ESA DLR tweet-up, and we have just come across the way, and there's a centrifuge. And it looks like it can hold 4 people, but it's not a really huge one like the ones that you might see in America for the astronaut training. So I'm coming to find out a little bit about what this is I'm looking at and what it's for.
Well, the short-arm human centrifuge is, in contrast to a long-arm human centrifuge, a centrifuge that you can put in space. For example, for at the ISS or at a possible spaceship to Mars. And we are able to centrifuge, well, we are able to centrifuge 4 people at the same time. But the experimentators love it for one person because you would have to abort for both or 4 persons if one of them gets sick. But the aim is to bring that kind of device into space and to let the astronauts do their training on the centrifuge.
So, stupid question. Why would you want a centrifuge in space? And what kind of benefit is there to training on a centrifuge?
By doing centrifugation, you actually simulate gravity. You have artificial gravity at the centrifuge. At this point of time, astronauts have to train about 2 hours a day to reduce the degress of bones and muscles, and it would be really good to have them on the centrifuge to simulate gravity, to have artificial gravity, and to reduce the training time to only 20 or 30 minutes a day.
So the astronauts would be on the centrifuge, going round and round and round, and actually doing something like exercise bike or some sit-ups or...
Yeah, like exercise bike or doing squats or training their biceps with weight. This is what we are trying to do. But you also have to prove it on Earth that it's really effective before, you know, invest a lot of money to put that kind of device into space.
I mean, even though we're saying this is smaller than the long-arm centrifuges, I mean, it's still reasonably big, and the space station isn't exactly huge, so where would you put something like that?
Well, the maximum diameter of that centrifuge is 2.82 meters. It would actually almost, and there are, I think, 10 or 20 centimeters that makes it impossible to put it in one of those containers. But if you have a similar design and you put in the cells at the beds closer to the stator, you could actually put the centrifuge, the short-arm human centrifuge, into one of those containers, for example, the Columbus built by ESA.
And what kind of forces does this thing pull?
Well, the level of forces... We could go up to 4.72 g at the outer perimeter, which is more than enough to simulate the training. You would actually put an astronaut at 2 g max. Actually, it's better to put him at 1 g and to let him train at this level.
And would that help them, like, just before they come back down to Earth? You know, when they come back down to Earth and they're a little bit confused about the gravity again, would you have that maybe as a kind of, before you come home, have more time on this so you get used to it again?
Well, if you have a long-term mission in mind, you don't want to put the astronauts to Mars just to be there. They have to work there to have the experiments done. So you would have the training throughout your long-term mission. Maybe you have to intensify the training before you get to Mars. And of course, as the G-forces on Earth is 1G, it's higher than at Mars, you would have to increase or to intensify it just before you come back to Earth.
And when's the first time you think you might be able to send something up into space like this, realistically?
Well, it's realistic to put it, maybe 15 years. But I think it's really necessary to have one of those devices on a long-term mission, for example, to Mars. So if we do have a Mars mission in 2030 or 2035, it should be on board.
Yeah. Great stuff. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.